3 FM K1 on a, well, what is it, Wednesday morning, 9:30, and Casey Williams is in from Green Country Village. Thanks for coming in this morning. A little chilly, but it's going to warm up today.
It is, and we are so glad to see that sunshine, and, you know, when we consider 45 warm, it's a good thing.
Yep. Looking for, let's say, around 60 or so by the weekend.
That is wonderful. Yeah. One thing, with this cold weather, one thing that Green Country offers are indoor activities, including exercise. So when it's bitter cold, like it is, has been just, I mean, school was canceled because of the cold, not because of snow.
Right.
And so our residents get to enjoy walking inside our large community. We have the exercise classes from elder care that are on site so that our residents don't feel like they have to get out in this bitter, bitter cold, but they can still have activities. I know I isolate personally when it's cold or it's snowy outside because I don't want to drive in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go exercise anywhere. And so it's really wonderful for our residents to walk out their door and have activities, exercise, or if it's safe, our transportation's running.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're willing to bundle up like they did last night at Sound of Music.
Right.
We drop them off at the front door, pick them up at the front door. And so so that isolation is really much less in our community because they have opportunities within our community, and we'll take you places.
Absolutely. And I often see the bus, whether it's Sound of Music or, for that matter, symphony concert or maybe one of the next upcoming Bartles Hill and Broadway event or a number of other places around town, but the community center frequently is where I see the bus.
Yes, and hair appointments, doctor's appointments, we'll take you to Walgreens. So it's really nice, even if you have a car. A lot of our residents have automobiles, but during this dicey weather, or if they don't want to go heat their car up, they can climb onto our nice toasty van and go to where they need to go.
Well, I don't care how what age you are. There is a point where I just rather not drive at night. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And with something like the Sound of Music, you know, it's a popular event.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've had to park a block or two away. And so when our van pulls you right up to the front,
yep,
you dash in, enjoy, and then they know when it's over, they're waiting, you know, the driver's waiting. And
the van's just warmed up.
And you walk onto a toasty warm van. So, you know, just another perk of living in a community like Green Country Village.
It is a great place. And, you know, over the years, I've obviously had a chance to talk with the residents, and they are the best point of marketing for what you try to do. You want to find out what's going on? Take a tour, but get a resident aside and say, what's it really like?
Absolutely. And I think you're hearing some of our new commercials.
Yep.
One of our residents, Bill Schmidt, was like, a couple of my friends heard my voice on the radio. And again, like you said, Charlie, our residents are the ones that can speak to it. I work there. I love that place. I love the residents, but I don't live there. I didn't have to downsize. And so those are the people, and we encourage you. We have resident ambassadors that we can introduce you to. If you have really specific, like, really, what's it like at 7 o'clock at night?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the things that I would want to know as a prospective resident.
Well, and of course, we've talked about it in the past, and I know we have other things to talk about this morning, but again, the staycation. You can come in and spend a day or two.
Yes, we have two guests coming in the next couple of weeks to come to our staycation. And what's really fun is we try to pair the interests of our staycation guests with people in our community already. So I might say, oh, you used to work here? Well, we have a couple of residents. Or you go to this church, or you like to play bridge. You like to golf? Let me see if so-and-so can meet you for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you have somebody that has something in common with you. And when you move in, because you'll want to after a staycation, is you'll already have a friendly face that you can see and greet and already have a friend there.
And pretty soon you find out that the meals are exceptional. And I think we're transitioning into an event coming to the community center that we get to feature, at least for a while, your chef or two.
I'm excited about the cooking extravaganza, April 2nd,
right.
I believe.
Uh-huh.
And we will have a booth there from 4:30 to 6. I believe the VIPs come in at about 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really looking forward to greeting the VIPs and the community to come in and learn more about Green Country Village. But also what's really thrilling is there is the demonstration afterwards at 6:30 where several of our area chefs that people know their names are going to do fun demonstrations where you're like on HGTV and get to watch all those chefs prepare. And our two chefs, David Varner and Michael Minnick, who are chefs at Green Country Village, are going to be part of that demonstration, and it's exciting for us.
Well, and I think it's going to, I think, help the community get a little bit different view of what goes on at Green Country. Now, I don't know what they're going to prepare, but I know it's going to be fun. And the point is that, to me, that whether you're making something for a family with teenagers or where you're maybe making something for someone with specific dietary limitations, it can still be good food.
Well, and food, especially at a community like Green Country Village, is truly important because our residents depend on us for their meals. And so, you know, three times a day, if it's okay, it's hard.
Yeah.
But with us, we have such a strong culinary team that we are delighted to be able to offer fresh food, a lot of variety. We have soup and salad bar in addition to the entrees. And so David and Michael are really wanting to put a culinary spin on Green Country to say that we can, quote, compete with the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're excited to showcase our food and our culinary team. And it's a fun event. Last year was my first year to be at the booth. Mm-hmm. And so, golly, how many people, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people come. And so it's really fun to see the other booths that are available, but it's also fun to showcase Green Country Village.
Yeah, and you told me that your chefs come from other locations that people probably have eaten
mm-hmm.
or been invited to. And,
sure.
And so this is something you're not looking at somebody that is, I'll say, specifically trained for a retiree population.
Correct. These guys have a lot of experience behind them. They have different age groups that they've served. And when we think of the senior population, we think of bland, we think of low salt, we think of those things. And to me, that doesn't sound delicious. However, one of the perks of working there is I get to dine there. And the food is delicious. It's something that I would invite my friends, my guests, anybody to come. And that is one of the things that we've heard time and again from our residents, that when they invite their guests or their families, they are truly pleased to be able to offer that to them mm-hmm. and not feel like they need to add spice or salt. They can just say, this is what we get to eat every day. And so it's one of our strong selling points.
Yeah. And I think we can all maybe, or at least most of us, hearken back to maybe that dining hall experience in college or mm-hmm. military chow hall or something where you're feeding large groups of people and, this is what's on the menu for today. Take it or go eat pizza. This is, honestly, really good food. I've eaten at events over there and it's great stuff.
Well, and one of the things that kind of sets us apart from other communities around town is we have restaurant-style dining. So when a resident sits down, no matter, dinner, example, 4:30 to 6, well, I might want to go eat at 4:30 because my favorite show's on at 5:30. I'll sit down and a server will come serve me. But if my friend or across the hall neighbor wants to join me at 5:15, they can join me at my table. The server will serve them at that time. So it's a come-and-go, casual, relaxed atmosphere, however, with service like you would get at a mm-hmm. restaurant.
Yeah, and I think that's something that makes Green Country a great place to live, and that's what we're talking about
mm-hmm.
this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on?
Well, we're excited, and I was around, but I can't quite remember when the new assisted living and memory care was built at Green Country 20 years ago.
Wow.
So this year, we are celebrating our 20th anniversary of assisted living and memory care, 10 years. So next year, independent living will celebrate 30 years. What I'm guessing is independent living was there for 9 or 10 years, and the community was seeing a need for more specialized care, maybe some medication management or people with memory issues that needed that one-on-one kind of care. So we're excited and pleased to be a long-time service of our seniors here in Bartlesville. 20 years in assisted living, that's something to say.
It really is, and I think that's something that's special, like assisted living at Green Country. It still sets you apart from a lot of other places, but with just a little bit of assistance, maybe on this or that somewhere along the line.
Right, and assisted living, with our population in assisted living, we call it independent living with assistance. Mm-hmm. Because we are an open campus. You can utilize our transportation and go on field trips and go to the Sound of Music. However, if you just need somebody to help you with your medicines, or maybe you just don't feel confident showering by yourself and you need somebody to assist you with that, that's something we can do. But you get all showered up and go out and about into the community. And I will say, now, 20 and 30 years later, I am seeing residents who said, my mom was here, or my father-in-law used to live here in Green Country Village. So we're starting to see that next generation that has already, they're like, I don't need to see it. And I'm like, you do, we've remodeled. But they already have that history with us because we've been part of the community for so long.
That really is neat. It's kind of like mom and dad saying, I had that same history teacher in high school. It's that generational thing going on.
It is. And I think that there's a comfort knowing if they felt like their parents or loved one was well cared for at Green Country, they know they're going to get that same service. Mm-hmm. And so that's something we're pleased with, our longevity here in town.
That's a great piece of credentials for Green Country Village, mm-hmm. and I think it's only going to get better.
Oh, it's getting better and better. We're starting a remodel in our assisted living and memory care. And so just kind of, it's already a warm and friendly place, but 20 years of lots of loving and lots of people, we want to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward there. And one of the things with memory care, I've mentioned it before, but we are managed by Life Care Services, and they really have everything you need as far as senior living. So they are sending Heartfelt Connections, which is absolutely for people with memory issues, Alzheimer's, dementias, Parkinson's, the memory issues that we see.
Right.
And Heartfelt Connections is a training for all the directors, housekeepers, servers, aides, everything, environment, lighting, colors, things that they are going to show us exactly what our memory care people specifically one-on-one need for that population. And so that's coming for the training for our community here in a month or so. And we're really delighted. I feel like our associates and staff members in memory care do a beautiful job, but I do think it's just something we should always keep on top of and see what the new best great thing is for that specific population.
I think that's going to be an interesting seminar for those that attend. Mm-hmm. That'll be good.
Yeah. And along those lines, we are going to have a lunch and learn. The Alzheimer's Association is coming to talk about signs of dementia and Alzheimer's. What to do if your loved one is starting to show signs. What's your next step? And that's going to be the last two Fridays in March, at 11:30. We're providing a light lunch for anyone that wants to come. It's free. We do request an RSVP, if you're wanting to accept that invitation. We invite anyone who has a loved one, who is a caregiver. This is just kind of a next step, not terribly in depth, but certainly those questions can be answered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's open to the community then if somebody wants to register and be part of what's going on.
Absolutely. They can call us at 918-335-2086 and just say, I want to be a part of that lunch and learn. And our front desk will have any information. If you missed what I had to say today, they'll have the dates, they'll have the time, they'll have the place for you. So we invite anyone, children, spouses, caregivers, anyone that, that really wants to learn more about memory issues and what the next step for you is.
Sounds great. So we'll let them know that you're coming and then be part of what's going on at Green Country Village with the Lunch and Learn. We've got more coming up as we hear from OKM coming up on One-on-One on 1400 K1.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman.